Let's do some verb juggling and accelerate your fluency. Überlegen is to plan or to think. Überlegen. How would you say, I plan? Ich überlege. How would you say, you plan? Du überlegst. How would you say, you guys plan? Ihr überlegt. How would you say, what do you, sir, plan? Was überlegen Sie? How would you say, what do you plan? Was überlegst du? How would you say, I plan to stay in Germany? Ich überlege, in Deutschland zu bleiben. You see, in Deutschland zu bleiben. In Germany, to stay. So we use a so-called zu-infinitive structure after the verb überlegen. Ich überlege, in Deutschland zu bleiben. I plan in Germany to stay. How would you say, I plan not in Germany to stay? Ich überlege nicht, in Deutschland zu bleiben. How would you say, I plan to go to Switzerland? Ich überlege, in die Schweiz zu gehen. How would you say, I plan to go to Austria? Ich überlege, nach Österreich zu gehen. You see, here we say nach Österreich. So most countries in German don't use an article. So we say nach Österreich, nach Deutschland. But Schweiz is an exception. Here we say in die Schweiz, to Switzerland. Ich gehe in die Schweiz, I go to Switzerland. Ich gehe nach Österreich, I go to Austria. Ich gehe nach Deutschland, I go to Germany. How would you say, I plan to stay at home at the weekend? Ich überlege, am Wochenende zu Hause zu bleiben. You see, zu bleiben in the zu-infinitive structure, zu plus the infinitive is kicked to the end. I plan at the weekend at home to stay. Ich überlege, am Wochenende zu Hause zu bleiben. How would you say, we think about where to go at the weekend? Wir überlegen, wohin wir am Wochenende gehen. You see, here it's more suitable to say maybe to think about. Wir überlegen. We think about. Wir überlegen. Where to we at the weekend go? Wohin wir am Wochenende gehen? You see, we start with where to, wohin, and then the verb is kicked to the end. Wohin wir am Wochenende gehen? How would you say, we think about where to go on Saturday? Wir überlegen, wohin wir am Samstag gehen. How would you say, we think about where to go on Saturday? On Sunday. Wir überlegen, wohin wir am Sonntag gehen. How would you say, we think about what to do on Saturday? Wir überlegen, was wir am Samstag machen. How would you say, we think about what to do at the weekend? Wir überlegen, was wir am Wochenende machen? How would you say, have you thought about? Hast du überlegt? So you see, überlegt is the participle. Hast du überlegt? How would you say, have you thought about what to do at the weekend? Hast du überlegt, was du am Wochenende machst? So you see, we say it this way. Have you thought about what you at the weekend make? Hast du überlegt, was du am Wochenende machst? How would you say, have you thought about what to do on Saturday? Hast du überlegt, was du am Samstag machst? How would you say, have you thought about what to do on Sunday? Hast du überlegt, was du am Sonntag machst? How would you say, have you thought about what we do today? Hast du überlegt, was wir heute machen? How would you say, have you thought about what we can do today? Hast du überlegt, was wir heute machen können? So you see, here we have two verbs. What we can do, machen können. Both verbs are kicked at the end. What we today make can. Was wir heute machen können. Können, the conjugated verb, is the last one. Great! Next time, we'll go through the verb vordrängeln, to jump the queue. Vordrängeln, to jump the queue. Like when you are waiting on a line in a supermarket and then you jump the queue. So here's what I want you to do now. Take this verb now and juggle it around. Build just three simple sentences, saying them out loud. Just three simple sentences. This will take you just 1 minute. In the next episode, you'll hear my take on this verb. So talk to you soon. Bis bald. If you want to get the script and translation of the key sample sentences I use in each podcast lesson, just head over to herrprofessor.com/podcast and sign up to my newsletter at the top of the page. And in order to receive my emails, make sure to confirm your subscription in the first email I sent you. In each email, I will add the link to the podcast lesson and all the key sample sentences I use. Talk to you soon. Bis bald.